Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about some Disney news, and we're going to discuss some non-ride related things we would do in the parks. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 439 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam. I am hosting this week, and I am joined, as always, by John.
We only have high-class stuff on this show.
Yes, we do. If we shoot Little Buford.
Oh. What? If we shoot Little Buford? Wasn't that before they did Swingin' Teddy Bear? He said that line?
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, I shouldn't say it that way. It was before Swingin' Teddy Bear came on.
Came down from the ceiling, from the rafters.
Yeah. Swingin' Teddy Bear. Swingin' Teddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she still going to be a swinger?
I was going to say, there was just so much there that someone who actually... You know, as a kid, we didn't understand that, but there's just so much there that an adult could unpack and make fun of.
There's a lot of potential double entendres there.
Yes.
You could take from that. That show doesn't exist anymore currently.
Nope. No longer.
It's been closed. But that's kind of teasing our topic for today is trying to think of non-ride-related things we would do, and Magic Kingdom is probably the hardest part for that.
Yeah, but I think we came up with a couple of things.
Yeah, we kind of pre-discussed
this one just a little bit.
Yeah, but we didn't want to spoil everything, so we'll get to that later. Speaking of later, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, I'll go ahead and start with the big story of the week. Because of Mardi Gras, we got an update on Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yes.
And they gave an exact opening date, right? It was not that. It's Disney, after all. They don't deal in absolutes anymore. Only a Sith.
So they're not a Sith. Okay.
I guess not. But they also don't give exact opening dates.
I was going to say, they do exhibit some Sith qualities, but...
Yeah. I forgot when we talked about this before. I remember, I think... Back in their January episode or whatever we were talking about, we found that one source that said this is opening summer 2024. And we were like, boy, that seems ambitious. But now that we see this update and they're testing boats as we speak.
We have log testing.
Yeah. They're dropping logs.
Sorry.
Splashing.
No, you can't say splash.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're...
splash.
What's another word?
Never
mind. Synonym.
I have no idea.
Anyway. Yes, they're testing the ride already. So, all of a sudden, this thing is like, it's going to open in the summer. No specific date. So, summer could be Memorial Day. Summer could be August. Who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. My oldest daughter has come out and said that she wants to go back to Disney we went after her kindergarten graduation.
Liz.
And Libby's is coming up, so I guess we could use that as a reason, but she wants to actually go back after that. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll see what we can work out if that's possible. So, but she wants to go, so...
Yeah. Well,
hopefully, if they announce a date or at least an approximate date for Tiana's, maybe we would try to shoot for that and maybe I can convince her into that. But
yeah,
I find it hard to believe it's going to be early June.
Yeah.
But who knows?
To me, summer, it doesn't scream Memorial Day, although it could be.
Well, I was going to say, one thing we got to take into account is we're pretty much out of the COVID era construction delays.
Yeah.
So that could mean that they're doing this stuff a little faster, so it might be a little harder to predict. Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. The animatronic looks amazing.
Right, I was going to get to that. Yeah, they shared a video, too, of the animatronic of Tiana, and it looks really good. Of course, thankfully, no projection face thing, so it's not going to look pretty bad like the Frozen thereafter.
I never thought the Frozen ones were all that bad. They do look dated now because of the technology that they've advanced. So
yeah,
there's that.
The big problem with the Frozen ones is like this face skin tone doesn't match the body skin tone of
right.
The animatronic.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have been that picky when it opened up, which was how long ago now?
17?
Yeah, so we're talking 8 years ago at this year. So
I mean, I think people were kind of critical of it back then, too. But at first, they were like, oh, this is cool, because Seven Dwarfs Mine Train does the same thing with the dwarfs. But they're also...
It was the technology available at the time. That's
they're
the
more cartoony of characters than Frozen characters are. Does that
right.
make sense?
Well, I don't know. And the one, when you showed me the Tiana one, when you sent that clip, the first thing I thought of was Belle from the...
Yes.
The it attraction actually, in, is it Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is one of the best Disney attractions ever built, what it seems like.
They do everything, like, more advanced, it seems like, overseas.
Yeah.
Can't explain it.
Yeah. The animatronic looks very good and very lifelike, too. So it was nice to see. So I look forward to this when it opens. It does look like they spared no expense on
wrong company.
Yes. Well,
this is not engine. Although they could be accused of being engine like at times.
Right. But I don't get that. Why would Hammond send two teams?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway. Summer, we'll debate that for the next few months. I hope there's a press or preview too. That'd be good, but
well, here's the thing: when Disney says summer,
yeah,
when's the last official day of summer?
Yeah, September 20th.
So they could count that. I mean, it would be technical; it would be a technicality, but
they could.
They would count it.
But so fall will start in August, thanks to Halloween parties. So
right, there's yeah, they kind of consider August as a
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say June 30th. That'll be my... I don't know why. Let's see. What day of the week is June 30th before I say that? That's a Sunday. Maybe July 1st. A Monday.
I think...
I don't know.
For their best interest. I feel like they're pushing for a summer opening, probably earlier summer, just because what's one of the things they've had an issue with in recent years?
Summer attendance.
Oh. Right. So if they have a new attraction that opens during the summer,
it'll draw.
You would think
it'd be a
that
draw.
It would only be a draw. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It would increase attendance. You would think.
Yeah.
So although it doesn't seem that Magic Kingdom is the park that needs the attendance increase, but you know whatever, that's what they got to work with.
Yeah, it's interesting too that so like Tron tested for like 8 years, but remember DeMarco was like,
I don't think it helped their attendance that much at all, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think Tron did.
I don't know.
It was very short-lived if it did.
Yeah. I mean, they're still doing the whole boarding group thing, so if they ever opened it up, it would probably have a three-hour wait most days.
It won't be that long. What does Rise do on average now? About 90 minutes? It'd probably be about the same.
I wonder what the actual average
is. If that.
It's a good question. Maybe it is less.
Well, it seems like every time I look at it, that 90 minutes is about the what you would guess for Rise.
Right. There's occasions where Slinky Dog is longer wait.
Right. Well, I mean,
frequently,
Slinky Dog is a fun attraction that has a low capacity, whereas Rise is a semi-popular attraction that has terrible reliability.
Yeah.
To this day.
I guess when it's running efficiently, the wait time can drop to below Slinky Dog level.
Right. Wait a minute. When is it running efficiently? Has it ever happened?
Occasionally, you see the wait time is like an hour or an hour 20 minutes.
Tron has been reliable. But of course, it's just a coaster, essentially.
Yeah, except for that story last week that one day where it operated pretty poorly. But
even Rock and Roller Coaster has had bad days. I mean,
I was going to say earlier, though, that tomorrow, remember at D23 last year, it was like, and Tron's about to open, y'all, next spring. It's like, what? Like, this thing's been testing for, like, you wrote it yesterday, and it's not going to be open for, like, 7 more months.
So, I mean, honestly, if they weren't trying to save it to have something for the 50th, we all know that Remy would have been open way before its opening date.
Right.
But we don't have that problem with Tiana. They're going to try to do it as soon as possible.
Right. And the point I was making, too, is Tron was a new ride, whereas this is a ride that's basically being refurbished, a very elaborate refurbishment.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to test it like you would if it was brand new.
Yeah, I mean, the overall general ride system doesn't need much testing. It's more or less the... but there is a lot of animatronics. I mean, it's been gutted on the inside as far as the what you see part.
Right.
So that's nothing to sneeze at. So...
But my thing is, I think it's a good sign that they're testing it now, because if they need 3 or 4 months of thorough testing, get that out of the way while they're finishing the animatronics or whatever interior finishes they're doing on it. This could be ready by June, you know? Maybe. So
here's hoping. I hope they...
We shall see.
Well, let's see. That's still a little under 4 months away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't rule it out.
Yeah.
If it's going to be that soon, I would think they would announce it in like a month. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they haven't said yet, so that means they're still not 100% sure what it'll be, but I imagine they're trying for something in June, I would assume, just to, like you said, to boost the summer overall before, you know, the Halloween party stuff kicks in, the fall season starts. Anyway, so we'll see. Moving on. What else? Have you seen the Minnie Mouse design on the bow of the treasure?
I don't think I have seen it on the treasure.
Stand up and take a bow. The bow of the ship has Captain Minnie on it.
You're obsessed with treasure.
Yeah. Not all treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Let's see. Captain Minnie is on the bow?
Is it?
Okay, let me see. Let me take a look at this.
Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this? You can continue while I'm looking at further her own
book. I was just going to say, too, the Flower Garden Festival is, like, everything's set up for it already, which starts, like, in a week or so.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, not a major story.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
New buses. Did you see the new buses?
I have not.
Did I plan on riding on any of these?
Oh, come on now. You got to do it just for to what? Say you've ridden.
To give it a review. They have like wood floors. Did you see that?
Wood floors?
Yeah, look at it. They're not taking, like real wood.
They're taking the hard floors to an extreme.
Yeah. Like LVP or something, but still, it's like...
It looks to be...
it's got a wood grain to it. And then,
Yeah.
Same amount of seating.
It looks cozy. It has...
spot for two ECVs.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like the fold-downs there has the ability to convert it to more handicap accessible.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yep. Got more options there for that. And
they have an Encanto design as part of it, right?
Yeah. And it looks better. It definitely looks more modern looking than the old school buses. So,
yeah.
The capacity is not any bigger, really.
You know, making all these buses colorful, I mean, not that it was a problem that, you know, you can't miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not that they ever had a problem with people missing them. But
looks fine, though.
No, it's a little bit too much. But I mean, it's all right.
Meh. I don't, like I said, I don't plan on spending a lot of time on these buses anymore.
It's almost like they took the Skyliner strategy and applied it to the bus as far as the wraps. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you mean the new exterior look?
Yeah, the exteriors of them. Yeah.
Yeah. They look good.
But here's the thing is like, you're not going to wait for a different bus. He's like, oh, I want a different character. Well, whereas true. You might be able to the Skyliner if you could.
Yeah. Sometimes, well, you can ask for a Skyliner, be like, hey, I want like that if you see it close by.
Yeah. If you see one coming in, I was like, oh, I want the Haunted Mansion one.
But, right. Yeah. And they'll just wave a couple other groups ahead of you and say, we'll hold that one for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite the same thing with a bus. You're not going to wait that long.
Yeah. Like, wait. No.
I'm waiting for the Toy Story bus.
I'll might wait another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
In the pouring rain.
The thing is, does really putting the paint, like the wrap on the outside, do much? I mean, all it does is like, if you're inside of it, all it does is like block your view for the most part.
Yeah. Well, when it's nighttime, they shut the lights off anyway, and you're like, you can't see anything.
You're like going out into space.
Yeah.
Anyway, you hear the music, though, of where you're headed to.
Yeah. Once you get close enough. There's some theme music, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't used to do that. And I always thought that was actually a nice addition to the bus. It kind of made the experience a little more enjoyable.
Sure.
Whenever they made the bus theme to wherever they were going to, the music.
Yeah. Like if you're going to Pop Century, you heard like pop songs from the different decades that they represent.
Well, the first one that popped in my head was they started playing like some Animal Kingdom music when you were headed to Animal Kingdom.
Did it?
Oh. Yeah.
Or like Hollywood Studios, you can hear some old Hollywood, Hollywood Boulevard music.
Oh, was that what they played?
Okay. The smooth jazz. It's
been a long time since I've taken a bus to Hollywood. So
yeah, like the kind of Glenn Miller type music. That's the last. At least that's what I recall. Maybe I'm forgetting.
Because I have mostly either stayed at a Skyliner resort or made my way over to a Skyliner resort.
Oh, yeah.
Into Skyliner. To get there.
Right on.
Like had a dining reservation, say, at a Skyliner resort and then took the Skyliner.
It's hard to do that these days where you...
What do you mean?
Parking at a resort. Anyway, won't say that.
I had a reservation at Sebastian's. I was justified.
And you actually ate there?
No comment.
Okay. Moving on.
I played the 1, 2, 3, 4 fifth.
Got it. Did you see that video of? I watched this video of Bob Iger basically begging people to vote for Disney's choices for board members instead of the.
Yeah, I actually got one of those emails for voting because I have shares.
Yeah. Did you?
I did. I decided to vote. And I did not go by all their selections.
So you didn't listen to Bob Iger's plea?
Well, what's funny is in the email, it was like, it like basically nudged you in their directions. It was like board approved or some crap like that. I can't remember how it worded it. I'm like, I ain't doing this.
I'm going to vote for these people.
Yeah.
But they were like, hey, we're doing great. We're going in the right direction. We got the people in place and.
Oh, they were very anti, what's his name? What's the guy that wants to be on the board so bad? I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But
they were very anti him. Everything they're involving him, they were like, no, you don't want to vote this way.
Yeah, no. What was the guy's name? Anyway. But he's basically like, this is, we don't need this, so vote for our choices.
Vote for us. However, if you think we need a change, you could vote for... Not that it's going to matter when all is said and done.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is most people are just going to proxy and not vote at all. So it's going to end up being who Disney wants anyway. So,
yep. And this is April 3rd is when this vote will take place.
Yeah.
On this call. So.
So really all I did was voice my opinion, so to speak.
Okay.
But I did decide to choose for myself.
Okay.
Just because I wanted to. I didn't want to be proxied.
You didn't want to be like,
I want to voice my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
did you see? I see this thing about the affordable housing that Disney was building
affordable housing? Is that, does that even exist?
Well,
anywhere?
It was the Disney World Affordable Housing Initiative that had been in the works for a while. Oh, yeah, okay. So, affordable housing project is located near the intersection of Hartzog Road and Avalon Road.
I'm familiar with that.
Right, that's where we...
usually, I see that sign regularly.
Right, that's the
exit 8, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah, for Western Way.
Yeah.
/ Hartzog Road. Yeah, I see the concept art of where this is located. You can see the solar panel farm on the Disney side of the, was it 429, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this will be on the opposite side, of course, where those new hotels are in that area, I guess. Okay, so it's a lot of townhome-looking houses and things. 1,400 units. More than 1,000 will be reserved as affordable, as defined by availability to families that will make 50 to 100% of the area's median income. With affordable housing will be open to qualifying cast members. It will not be limited to just cast members. But hey, that's good. I mean, maybe this is in response to that movie. What was in the movie where...
Was it criticizing Disney?
Kind of. It's more focusing on, like, the poverty around Walt Disney World and how people are living in, like, motels and...
Oh, I guess I'm not familiar with that film. Probably should be, but I don't recall that one.
Yeah, I feel bad not remembering. You know, wasn't it Willem Dafoe in that movie or something?
Hey, the Green Goblin. No.
Yeah.
When you mentioned Hartzog Road and talking about that area, I can't help but think that now that I recognize the point, every single time we pass that, when you go up on that incline with that slight curve just past the emergency center,
And
I'm like, look to the left, you can see Disney World. Every single time. You can see the Contemporary.
Yeah, when you, right, just, yeah.
Just yeah, when you see it from an right. angle.
Yeah, there's just that half mile.
Yeah, I recognize it as soon as I can, it's in my, the image of where you can see it is in my brain now.
Yeah. You can really see the Contemporary and Bay Lake Tower and Tron now at night. You can see the light for Tron.
Oh, off of Tron, yeah. I don't know why the Contemporary is the most recognizable of the buildings you can see, but it is.
Yeah.
Because if you go a little further down, you can see Spaceship Earth too, but for whatever reason, the Contemporary is the first one that catches your eye. Probably because of the proximity.
Yeah. So the movie was called The Florida Project 2017.
Oh, I should have known that one.
Willem Dafoe is in it, so I was not crazy.
2017? Was that when it came out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was before we even did our first podcast, wasn't it? We're right around the same time.
Yeah, it was a little bit before, yeah.
We never talked about it once before until now. 7 years later. All right.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, unfortunately. I probably should because it does specifically.
Yeah. So it took 7 years to get a response out of it? That's what it sounds
from,
like.
From us?
No, not just from us.
Oh, from Disney.
Yeah. From Disney, even.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I need to watch this movie because it references Disney sometimes. And I know they talk about, you know, how a lot of people don't, you know, they struggle to make ends meet and stave off homelessness. Takes place in a surreal environment dominated by the nearby Walt Disney World, which was codenamed the Florida Project during its planning stages. Yeah. It juxtaposes this with the local residents' less glamorous day-to-day lives and also the children's joyful adventures as they explore and make the most of their surroundings while remaining blissfully innocent of the true hardships which their adult careers face. Anyway.
Isn't that really how, like, pretty much most homes work? The kids are innocent of, or blissfully ignorant of what the parents are really going through.
Most cases. But yeah, Willem Dafoe.
Even if it's not that bad for the parents, they're still the kid. The kids don't know exactly what it's all about, so I don't know what sacrifices the parents are making. That's pretty much every family.
Yeah. Anyway, Yeah, so I guess maybe this is sort of an answer to that in the way of, you know, maybe giving more affordable housing to cast members, even though it's not going to be limited to just cast members, obviously. But, I mean, 1,400, right. 1,000 of which will be affordable, quote-unquote, is...
Depends on your definition of affordable, yes.
Is good. Yeah.
Maybe we shall see.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. I think we can move on to our topic. If you could spend a day,
okay,
not riding any rides at all four parks, not one day at all four, but a day at each park, and you didn't ride a single ride, but you could do shows and restaurants and all the other stuff, just zero moving rides, what would you do?
Okay. We're going to take this park to park.
Yeah, let's start at the hardest one in the original.
We're just going to jump in.
Let's do it in the chronological order. Magic Kingdom.
The hardest one to not do a ride since they have like 25 of them.
Right. The Magic Kingdom.
Although they do have lots of things not classified as rides. So you're asking what I personally would do?
Yeah, what would you do? If it was just you, by yourself.
No, just me.
No rides.
Well, let's see. I would probably... I'm trying to think. So if I started the day...
Let's say you have to do rope to rope as well. No break. No... You show up when it opens, you leave when it closes.
Right. Okay, so I'm thinking I would start my day... Well, I'd probably get something to eat somewhere first, truthfully.
And then we'll eat something.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Probably got a snack bar.
I'm probably not going to do a sit-down for breakfast, right? Unless I did one at the resort. So probably just going to grab something at, like, the Main Street Bakery or something. And then...
get a coffee.
Yeah.
I'd probably get a coffee at the Joffrey's on the way in at...
Yeah, the Joffrey's would
Ticket be Ticket Center or something.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. There's nothing on Main Street that would just stand out to me because there's shops and stuff. But I think I would head toward Adventureland first, and I would probably head in the direction of the Tiki Room.
The Tiki, 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 Tiki Room?
And what the heck? I might even get a Dole Whip to take in there, you know?
Yeah. I would definitely get a Dole Whip at some point during the day and walk around with it. Now, here's the interesting debate. We've talked about on the show many times. Pre-show, we talked about Tom Sawyer Island, but is riding the rafts over there technically riding a ride?
Right. Because your only other option is swimming.
Yeah. And then you might get banned for life.
Right.
So, don't want to do that.
If that doesn't count, then you could kind of take advantage of.
Yeah. So, there's a caveat there that a lot of people would call us out on if we... didn't mention that, but...
And going around, if it was open, which currently it's closed because they're making changes, would be Country Bears would be an option, right?
Yeah. I suppose you could always do PhilharMagic.
Yes, that would be an option.
Then there's another debate about Carousel of Progress being a ride, which technically does move, but, I mean... It's considered PhilharMagic. A ride, but...
PhilharMagic doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. PhilharMagic.
Oh, you said PhilharMagic. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mentioned that one.
People watching.
Okay. So where would you people watch?
Any one particular place?
Yeah.
Good
people watching spot.
I don't know. I think a good one would be picking one of the places near the entrance, truthfully. Like Main Street somewhere. Like any one of those spots.
Yeah, isn't there one like...
Or maybe the Hub.
There's like one porch on Main Street that you can sit on.
Well, I mean, you could pick a several. There's like up top, you know, like going up toward the train station.
Oh, like up there. Oh, that'd be, yeah.
Yeah, there's a place you can sit up there and just watch
from... too far.
From a bird's eye view. But there's a number of places in Main Street. Or like I said, the Hub, there's some spots in that general area where you can just sit like a bench. I mean, you could pick anywhere.
I think over near Pirates would be fun to watch that area. People watch around there outside of like the Tortuga Tavern area.
We can maybe sit where people exit and see what their reactions are.
Yeah.
Of an attraction.
Right. I was saying pre-show too, like go walk the queue of Haunted Mansion, but then take the chicken exit before the ride.
That's interesting.
Don't actually get on it.
Yeah, I mean, you can go through the graveyard, but that's not really that. I mean, it's good if you're actually going to go on the ride, but I mean, just to do it just for with no climax, I guess, right? With no ride.
Well, you can do the stretching room, can't you? And just exit after that.
Yeah, I guess you could. At least go that far. You're going to go right to the end. You're like, eh, I don't think I want to ride this ride.
Yeah.
Walk right up to it. Like, I've changed my mind.
Yeah. Stand in line for so long and then just, I don't want to ride it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to exit.
I'm not feeling well.
There's tons of character meets you could do too, which
true.
Mickey or the princesses or like Goofy and Donald at the Storybook Circus.
True. Table service would take some time if you want to do table service somewhere.
Might as well do Be Our Guest or something. Take forever.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Do either Plaza Restaurant or
Royal Table.
Yeah, Royal Table.
Of course, Skipper Canteen's always fun. You could hang out there for a while. I would definitely do the sit-downs at Magic Kingdom because you can get a drink there. That's the only place you can. You can't walk around with it. So that way you could at least have some entertainment.
I think we just about covered everything that doesn't move.
Swiss Family Treehouse.
Good walk through yes. That. You move, but there's no ride.
The queue to nowhere.
Yeah, the queue to nowhere.
Mm.
I forgot about that one.
You could sit out by the Jungle Cruise area and watch people come off the Jungle Cruise, see their reactions, see if they had a good skipper or not.
Yeah, could be. Maybe. Well, yeah, I think we've kind of covered the things that don't move. Yeah, for Magic Kingdom, anyway.
Like the other thing we didn't say was you could just watch the testing of Tiana's Bayou Adventure currently.
Yes, that's true. You can see what kind of progress they make in one day.
You could stand there and like see if you can catch some construction workers doing something.
Or you could watch the casual stage shows.
Yeah, and of course the fireworks at night. Get a really good spot. You could just stand there all day and right in the middle
of the
hub.
Do a thing like that.
Depends.
I can't think of anybody who would do that.
Yeah. Anyway. Shop. And you can go shopping.
You have to be
day.
A psychopath to do that.
Sure. you could go shopping, though. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, the shops over there at Magic Kingdom are not,
they're
to
not
me,
the best.
They're not the best, yeah.
I used to love
you got
Emporium,
a couple that are unique.
Emporium's not that great anymore.
Even like Memento Mori, it's unique, but it's somewhat limited.
Yeah, and it's not a great size shop.
No, it's very small.
Yeah.
But then again, it's a product of its time, its age, the park when it was built type
thing. Yeah, of course. What's the Storybook Circus shop called again? I forgot the name of it.
The shop? Maybe it has stuff over there like Pete's Silly Sideshow, but that usually has, in that tent, there's usually character meets, right? So
yeah, but there's a big shop with some food up there, too.
Uh-huh. I don't know, it's been a while. I haven't spent much time over there.
It had been closed a lot during COVID. Yeah. It's Columbia Harbor House. You could just sit upstairs and stare out the window.
True.
That'd be fun.
Out the window.
I try to freak people out who are standing in line for Haunted Mansion. Looking back and then
stand at the window and look creepy.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That'd be fun. Okay, so Epcot. Let's take the monorail over to Epcot, which is transportation.
Sure.
Not a ride. So Epcot, I know exactly what I would do is just go sit at La Cava for like 6 hours.
No, you have to be more diverse than that.
Until I get kicked out of there. I mean, you could easily find stuff to do at Epcot, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Like what?
La Cava. Rose and Crown, you could hang out there.
You could technically go and do stuff in Seabase Alpha.
Yeah.
They even still call it that without doing the ride.
But, yeah. Journey of Water.
Journey of Water, that's correct.
Walk through that. You can hang out in those gardens now, World Celebration Gardens.
You can go in the lair, but you have Awesome Planet.
Yeah.
You could do. Watch the show.
Yeah.
Plenty of movies over in World Showcase, that's for sure. Like O Canada.
Lots of places to eat, too.
Yeah. O Canada and what do they call it the Wonders of China currently?
Yeah, I think so. And then at the last like hour of the day you could go see Impressions de France again, which
I never
want to go see again before it goes away forever.
If you can ever figure out when it's running.
Yeah. It's like the last hour of the day or something.
That's it?
Something like that. I gotta see.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Otherwise it's that stupid Beauty and the Beast
thing. The sing-along is okay if you know, after the first two times you've done it, and then after that it's just kind of
American Adventure, you could watch that and take a nap if you needed to.
Take a nap.
I fell asleep the last time I did American Adventure.
I enjoy American Adventure.
I'm not going to lie.
I would probably sleep during Hall of Presidents, but I enjoy American Adventure.
Right. We forgot to say Hall of Presidents for Magic.
Yeah, that's right.
How did we forget that one?
How did we miss that? Yeah.
We forgot. The old Christmas shop. I would hang out there for a while. Anyway, back to Epcot.
The shop in Japan's good.
It's a koshi. You could spend a while. You get lost in there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, just hanging out up in the those kind of garden area where the koi pond and stuff is up in the Japan Pavilion.
What would you say is one of the better places to people watch in Epcot?
Ooh.
And hard to pick, really. You have lots of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably like down there where Soarin' is might be interesting at the lane.
I've kind of hung out there before.
Yeah, because there's still a ton of benches right there.
Mm-hmm. They have all those benches right outside the bathroom that's also waiting for a garden grill.
Yeah.
Of course, technically that moves, so should that be counted? Should that be part of Parkeology?
Oh, yeah, it's a ride. Technically.
Like you have to eat a garden grill to complete Parkeology.
The everything that moves challenge.
Yeah.
I would say a good place to sit and people watch is outside the American Adventure Pavilion where Regal Eagle is and stuff, or mm-hmm. anywhere near the, there's plenty of seating area out there
mm-hmm.
near the theater as well.
Gardens Theater.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw I found on Retro WDW. I found an overhead that went over Magic Kingdom and Epcot in the early days. I think it was 83, if I'm not mistaken, or 82, one of the two. And it's funny, the helicopter that they were in when they were getting this footage seemed to be almost in line and following this one omnibus all the way around World Showcase. But what was interesting to me is, they got to the American Adventure and it showed the American Gardens Theater and how back in those days it had no roof.
Golly.
It was completely unshaded. I was like, wow. I wonder what year they actually decided to add a roof to it. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty brutal back then.
Yeah. the first 2 years Magic Kingdom was open, the teacups wasn't covered either.
Yeah.
Those things were full of water half the time they were open.
Probably had to close it quite frequently for rain.
That's why it makes that weird sound every time it stops now, because it's been rusted since 1973. Whenever they hit the brakes on it.
Well, the one out in Disneyland, it was originally wide open, right? And then they grew that. Whatever it is, they grew a bunch of
foliage.
A bunch of foliage around it for whatever reason, but it's still open air.
It does rain occasionally
in
Anaheim, 30 days a year or so, probably.
It's just
whatever it is.
All right.
The studios.
Moving on to the studios.
I was going to say, too, France is another good people-watching place.
Oh, yeah.
France Pavilion.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They have an expanded area over there.
Yeah. Lots of places there. Anyway. Then you take Skyliner, I assume, or the Friendship boat over to Hollywood. And
Hollywood Studios. Or we could walk.
Yeah, long walk, but you could walk. I would love to just hang out at Hollywood Studios, honestly, and not... I would mostly stay in the...
Baseline?
Yeah, I would go to Baseline, sure, of course. That's a fun place just to sit and people watch all day. Yeah. That's awesome. Any time of day is great. Brown Derby Lounge is also my other favorite people watching spot because you're outside and a lot of people are walking by. So you catch, like, the tail end of a couple's argument as they are walking by. One of them is storming off in front of the other, you know.
They got a few benches right outside the exit to Tower.
Yeah, that I've hung out in that spot for a while, too, before.
Yeah.
But that gift shop, too.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
So you've also got, well, really, what over there on Sunset Boulevard, there's several places like where you can eat outside.
Those little quick service spots.
Yeah. So they got plenty of seating spots right there.
Yep. Some decent drinks there, too, those little spots. Not bad. There's a couple of good ones here and there.
But as far as, like, I guess I say attraction-wise, that's not a ride. You've got Beauty and the Beast.
Yep, Frozen. Stunt show.
You have Frozen and the stunt show.
Muppets.
And Muppets, yep. So there's four.
Soon to be Little Mermaid again.
Right now it's not there.
If you want to be really creepy, the Disney Junior show, if you were by yourself.
It's not creepy. I was going to say, it's not creepy if you have a kid.
Right, I was saying if you're by yourself. That's what I was saying earlier, is like if it was just you, what would you do?
Launch Bay's number, right?
Yeah, go meet Chewie and Darth Vader and BB-8. There's a lot to do at Studios, to be honest.
You got Ogas?
Yeah. You get into Ogas pretty easy.
Actually, you could build a droid or a lightsaber. That's not a ride. So there you go.
Yeah. One man's dream, right?
That's what One man's dream, yeah. That's actually there. A lot more than I originally would have thought over at Hollywood Studios.
It's a small park, but there's a lot to do that is not just riding rides.
Yeah. Huh. More than I would have thought.
The Mickey Mouse, the summer, what's the theater?
The short Mickey Mouse shorts.
Yeah. The theater.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually cute. You could go meet Olaf right there and then Mickey and Minnie and then go back to Baseline again.
Yep.
Where would you eat at Hollywood, though? That's the age-old question.
50s.
Yeah. Really good food.
I mean, that's my favorite just because it's a unique experience, and, I mean, the food's good.
Yeah.
I personally like 50s.
If it was me by myself, I would go back to Sci-Fi as well because I really like...
By yourself.
My kids hated it so much. That they never want to go back there again, ever. And I'm like, golly, I liked it.
If you're by yourself, though, I mean, like over at 50s, they have the tune-in lounge where you can get some of the food there. And then, of course, they also, or if you want to go to the lounge over at the Brown Derby, you can get some of the food from there. You can even get the Cobb salad at the lounge. Yeah,
exactly. Right? That's my favorite. Like I said, people watching spot, too. It's great. Ask for Danielle if you're there.
The area that they use for the lounge, didn't that used to be Starring Roles? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever happened to that? It never... Was that a COVID thing, too? Starring Roles?
I don't know. I mean, I'd the other eaten side. There for like a quick breakfast once.
Yeah.
Really? But I mean, it was decent. It was pastries, basically. Pastries and coffee. I guess they figured they had that with Starbucks. So, yeah. Not too far away.
Speaking of that area, too, shopping... My favorite park for shopping, I think, is Hollywood Studios.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a favorite park for shopping.
And it's not necessarily the merch in particular. It's just I like the Five and Dime and the way these stores are laid out better than, say, better than the Emporium. And even, like, Connections is, like, I don't know.
I always enjoy Connections because I feel like I have a lot more room to... And it's a lot of variety.
Right. It's a big store, and it is easy to get around compared to, say, Emporium, that's for sure, or the shops at Hollywood are tighter.
But yeah.
There's something about Connection that's too, like, I don't know. I don't really ever see anything I like there versus Hollywood Studios. There's always something. Well, I'm always buying merch there.
Hollywood Studios probably has the more, what's the word? Like, their shops are themed to something.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, that's why I like
it. You know, like Star Wars has their own obviously Star Wars related shops.
Indiana Jones, like I always end up buying Indy merch that is there still there. It's the only place I can ever find it is that one shop.
I think you have most of the Indy merch now though, so what are you going to move on to?
The only thing I didn't buy is the voodoo doll.
Indiana Jones voodoo doll.
I didn't buy that. Or the crystal skull, which...
I was about to say, you don't have anything with crystal skull.
Yeah, they don't even sell anymore because they knew nobody wanted it. It's
You huge. Have to find that on eBay. Do they have any merch from the new movie?
No, like not the... So far. They need the... What's the Wayfinder thing? No, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
The Dial, sorry.
Yeah, the Dial of Destiny. Yes.
Which they don't have a prop of that yet, but...
The Dial of Destiny. And I actually like that movie, but I haven't watched it since the second time, I think. I watched it twice.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed it. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think... It doesn't... My opinion is shared by as many, but I mean, I enjoyed it.
It's... I don't know.
Did you see that article where supposedly Disney is going to move on without Harrison Ford? There's going to be like a new... I saw one that suggested that.
I mean, that's been rumored ever since Crystal Skull, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, but at the time they were going to have Mutt, and now Mutt's dead, so...
Right, yeah, they killed him off quick.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I think we're done with Hollywood Studios, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Animal Kingdom. This is a great park to not do rides, because there's really not that many anyway.
Exactly. You have tons of attractions without that are rides.
Yeah.
The Gorilla Forest Exploration Trail is a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say all of the...
Trails. Two of them, really, right?
The
two main ones, yeah. Is there another trail that I'm not thinking of? Unless you count the little areas around the Tree of Life, but they're not really... I mean, they're not really official. They're individual trails, I guess. Yeah. They don't have, It's not one trail, one big trail like the other ones are.
I'd spend a lot of time there, too, actually.
Yeah.
You could do Tough to Be a Bug. You could do the Flights of Wonder. Is it still called Flights of Wonder?
Yep. Well, what was it called last? I'm trying to remember. For a minute there, it was called a Bird Adventure or something like that. But they changed it. I don't know if they changed it back to Flights of Wonder. It's a bird show. But it's good. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Of course, you still have Legend of the Lion King. Right.
Yeah.
So you have Legend of the Lion King. And you have the Nemo one.
Yeah, that's long and boring, but
I'm just saying it's there.
It is there.
What am I missing? Am I missing
Feathered anything? Friends in Flight?
That's what it's called. What it's called. Yes. Yeah. Am I missing anything though? I mean, I guess you technically have to take the
Wildlife
train.
Express. Yeah, I was gonna say
get over to the conservation station. After the transportation would be
a non-ride. As far as challenges go, every ride doesn't count. Wildlife Express anymore, do they?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
I'll tell you what, though. There is this one view on that trail that goes behind the Tree of Life. That's like the best view of the Tree of Life, truth personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I could just sit there.
That would be, I mean, you could just...
It's shaded somewhat.
Chill.
Yeah.
Of course, like Nomad Lounge. Great place.
Right.
To hang out.
Can you get down to the... areas that used to be the queue for the Radio River journey? Can you get down there and just hang out?
There are a few spots that are right on the water that you can sit.
Yeah.
That would be fun too.
You can see some of the things that are now overgrown that they planned for that.
And those character boats that go by every 30 minutes or something.
You know, it's too bad, though. I think people missed the point because it was meant to be a form of transportation, but like an entertaining form of transportation. I think everybody viewed it as a ride. It didn't last very long. It's kind of sad, really. I think they should have kept them, personally.
The boats that you could ride around?
Because you could ride it from one point to another. It's like a form of transportation for Animal Kingdom.
I mean, that is a pretty large body of water. Because it basically goes, I forgot where exactly you got on it. Was there more than one?
Yeah, there's more than one dock. The most common dock people see, though, is the one right there at the entrance, of course. But like when you cross the bridge and you can see it on the way to the Tree of Life.
Right.
But there's more than one, yeah. I can't remember where the other one is right off the top of my head, but yeah, there's more than one. Is there really anything in Pandora you can just do other than, like, just sit in the area and watch, I guess?
If they used to have the drum show, which I don't even know what they still do. But the, I would do...
Shop's not the biggest in the world.
Yeah, it's okay. Again, every time you go in there, it's like, eh.
Satuli, okay. Of course.
Right. I would definitely get a grog or something and sit out there for a while.
Yeah.
People watch. That'd be a good spot.
Satuli is one of the best quick services, period.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still one of the best. Hands down.
If you want some variety, go to
Nomad Lounge. Satuli. As I said.
Yeah.
I would, like, Yak and Yeti is like a cool theme as well. Wouldn't mind going there. What else is a good spot there?
You know, something I've kind of thought about trying, but I never have, is they have that cart over there, like, near the exit from Tough to Be a Bug that does a lot of different mac and cheese things. I've never tried it before. Have you tried it?
No, I've not.
It just sounded interesting because they did a lot of different varieties of mac and cheese.
Mm.
We'll have to try it one day.
Yeah.
If it's still there. They may have changed it by the time.
Probably. But I do like the shops at Animal Kingdom, too, if we're talking about...
Oh, yes, yeah. The ones near the entrance are one of the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, both of those are good on both sides of the
Either
road.
Either side, yeah.
Discovery Trading Company and something, Island Mercantile, I think.
That's it, yeah.
Those are good.
That's the one.
That is the one, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, we forgot the Oasis. You can hang out in there, too. That's at the very front.
Yeah. And when you're leaving, of course, you have to go through the cave.
Yep. It's all rainforest, right? You don't go to
Rainforest Cafe, you mean?
Yes, Rainforest.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? Oh.
Yes, okay. Rainforest Cafe.
So are you referring to Eight Spoon Cafe? Is that the one?
I think that's the one. Why?
Because it's baked mac and cheese. Baked mac and cheese with pulled pork or pulled pork jelly donut sandwich.
It just sounded interesting to me.
Yeah.
Seemed
baked mac and cheese, yeah. Okay.
I was just curious as if it's any good.
The Smiling Crocodile. Street tacos. Yeah. There's a lot of these little, like, walk-up window shops that have really good food at Animal Kingdom.
True. True dat.
Good food everywhere there. And the Thirsty River is over by Everest, which also is, like, a good walk-up bar there.
Thirsty River?
I think it's Thirsty River, right? I think that's it.
Okay, I guess.
Right outside of, basically, before you walk into the queue of Everest, it's right there. Okay. And we didn't talk about Dino Land because, I wouldn't hang out there if I had.
There's not a whole lot of reason at the moment.
Yeah, there's zero reason. You could people watch, but... And, like, watch the confusion on people's faces. It's like, what is this?
Just find us a bench over there somewhere in the area that used to be Primeval World.
There you go. Because apparently there's nothing but just benches there now. That's it. There's tons of them, so.
Yeah, there you go.
So nice. You can play some carnival games.
No.
Pay money.
I mean, you could, but no.
Why would I pay money to play carnival games?
I highly do not recommend it.
Yes. Do not do that. And then, of course, character meets. We didn't really talk.
We didn't talk about character meets at studios. They have plenty of
that. Well, I did. I mentioned Olaf and Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
Who? And, of course, the Star Wars ones. We talked about that.
Yeah, I guess we did. Okay.
But Epcot has...
You didn't mention Epcot's?
There's Anna and Elsa.
Surprise ones? More like a surprise.
Yeah. Epcot's... Not as many as I recall, but studios.
Shouldn't they have like Guardians of the Galaxy characters roaming or something?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Or have a meet with one of them.
They should do something over there, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Can they do that, though? I guess they could, right?
Why not? They have the ride.
If they have the ride, what's the difference? Why can't they?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
If you can find Figment, don't they have a Figment meet now?
Okay, there you go. That was Epcot. Yeah, it's at Animal Kingdom, though, I don't think I would do as many of the character meets there. There's not a lot of.
Maybe we could do in the future like a top five character meets on the property.
Yeah. Because
we don't want to do too many.
I don't know. If I was by myself, I don't really love doing the character meets as much, but the character meals are actually quite fun. If you were just by yourself, I think it would still be fun.
There you go.
Because they just come to you and act silly.
Yep. It depends on which one you're doing.
So maybe you got some ideas if you were planning a solo trip and didn't want to rag rides. There is still plenty to do. Definitely. Do some of the lesser known things.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't always have to do the e-ticket rides.
This is correct.
And you can still have a good time.
Exactly. So one of those days when it seems like every ride is busy, you know, you might could just limit yourself and not do as many rides and then do some of these things.
No. Why not? Yeah. You'd have to.
And you would have a good time.
There's that pressure when you're there to, like, do everything. Like,
right.
You don't have to.
Try everything. Just right. like they're even advertising now.
Right.
They're trying to encourage you to try everything.
Yeah. So if you don't get all the things in, you know, don't feel like it'll make or break your trip.
I think the next time they're going to make it a point to do more, like, snacks for meals type deal and try some of these places like the mac and cheese place. Just do that.
Right, because you're usually stuffed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
from...
need that much food.
Right, exactly, I mean, yeah. Yeah, try something different.
The older I get, the less I need per meal, it feels like. So.
Totally. I eat so much less now than I did 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
And if it's something really good, though, it's hard not to stuff yourself, but, you know, still.
Right. Moderation.
Yeah.
Right.
Moderation is key.
Speaking of moderation, I think this podcast...
It's been enough of traveling with the mouse.
We should do that us in moderation as well. So we've hit our limit.
Yes.
For today. So where can we be found?
Okay, so we have Facebook, we have X, we have Instagram, and we have... That's all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get our exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. And we also have a YouTube channel, which you can find the links to that and much more where, Adam?
On our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. Email us podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com. And if you want help planning your non-rides trip to Disney World, we do have a travel agent friend there on our website as well, travelingwiththemouse.com. So, for John, my name is Adam. This has been Traveling with the Mouse. We hope you will join us on our next trip.
Whatever that may be.
To not ride rides. Is the Skyliner considered? Because I didn't consider the monorail.
Yeah, so yeah, we could use that.
So you can use,
any you can transportation.
So in that case, the rafts you can do to Tom Sawyer.
Depends. That's debatable because of who. Some people consider it a ride, some people consider it transportation.
Yeah.
So it's debatable. So there you go.